This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 364 in the series. This year is the Franklin Mass School Committee meeting that was held on Tuesday, October 13, 2020. The meeting was conducted via conference bridge to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. The meeting was broadcast via Verizon, Comcast, as well as the live stream via the franklinmass.gov page. All three channels had an audio problem with no sound. The Zoom meeting audio was fine. The Zoom where it happened. Zoom originated the broadcast from the council chambers, and apparently the audio got lost getting elsewhere. So without further ado, here is the audio in full of the meeting. Well, in full except for the executive session, but you'll hear them go into it. We did not stick around for them to come back. The show notes, including the agenda doc, the meeting packet link, and photos that I used in the Twitter thread can be found in a photo album as well.
A meeting of the Franklin School Committee. I'm going to wait 1 minute and just allow people to come in a little bit here before we start officially. Okay. I just want to remind people we are being recorded by Franklin Cable TV and shown on Comcast Channel 11 and Verizon Channel 29. At the conclusion of the open meeting, we will be adjourning and going into executive session. However, we will be returning at the conclusion of the executive session. And I will, as at every meeting, just remind us of what Governor Baker's executive order has stated, suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law. The public will not be allowed to physically access this school committee meeting. Members of the public can access the meeting via remote conference. And as always, I'm just going to do a quick roll call. With remote, we do roll call in attendance just to let people know that which school committee meetings members rather are present. Jen D'Angelo. Is Jen here?
Do not see her.
Okay. We'll come back to Jen. Tim Keenan.
Here.
Hey,
thanks.
Tim.
Thanks.
Judy Pfeffer.
Here.
Mary Jane Schofield.
Here.
Okay. Denise Spencer.
Here.
Elise Stokes.
Here.
And we're seeing if Jen is in yet.
Right here.
Okay. Jen's here. Okay. Good. So, as is customary, we always begin with reciting the Pledge of Allegiance, and it is my great honor today. I'm going to tell you a little bit about our student who's going to be leading us in the pledge. Sahasra Ghosn is a seventh grade student at Annie Sullivan Middle School. Her favorite subject is science. One thing she loves about school is interacting with her peers and teachers. She is an active participant at Annie Sullivan and in the community. Last year, she attended art club as an after-school club, and she also participated in fundraising throughout the community. She helped raise money through Big Help, which is an organization that raises money for underprivileged kids. She put up a lemonade stand and donated the money. Sahasra is a dedicated student and hopes to attend Harvard University for college. So Sahasra, if you would please lead us. We're very proud of you and we are glad you're with us tonight. Sahasra, ready?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisibility, and liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Sahasra. And then we also begin with a moment of silence. And before we do that, before I wanted to read a statement, I think it's very, very important. It is with heavy hearts that we share that Carol Maher, one of our beloved van drivers, passed away on Saturday after a short battle with cancer. Carol loved working for Franklin Public Schools, providing the critical support service of providing specialized transportation for 5 years. She was passionate about her job and was committed to the students and families for whom she provided transportation. She always greeted each student with a smile. She was an asset to Franklin Public Schools. We will miss Carol and are thinking of our tight-knit community of van drivers at this time. The entire Franklin Public Schools district sends condolences to her husband, children, and extended family. So as we pause for a moment of silence, let's keep Carol and her family in our thoughts. Thank you. All right. Review of agenda, committee members. Does it look okay to everybody? Any questions?
Looks good.
Looks good. Okay. Very good. Thank you. Citizens comment. Anyone in the public who wishes to make to address an issue that is not on the agenda this evening? Anyone?
I don't see anyone.
Okay. So now we go to, let's see here, I gotta just shift here. We have some Franklin High School student representatives this evening, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves because we're so excited to have you with us. This is an important part of the process to include students in our meetings, and we are so happy to see you here and have you here tonight. So I'm going to just let our students go. If you each want to just introduce yourselves. I can't really see very well here.
Yeah, I can start us off. So my name is Josh Shetty. I'm currently a senior at Franklin High School. I'm currently class president of the senior class, and I'm on the mock trial team.
Excellent, thank you.
Hi everyone, I'm Katie. I'm also a senior at Franklin High School along with Akash. I'm another class officer. I'm the class treasurer. Some of the other extracurriculars I participate in, I'm part of the World of Difference program at our high school and also the peer leadership program.
Excellent. Are there any others tonight, Sarah, or is it just those?
I see one other at least.
Hello, my name is Nipon Goyle. I'm a junior class president here at Franklin High School this year. I play football on the football team, and I also play the trumpet, so I get the best of both worlds there.
Thank you. Is that it, Sarah?
I think that's it.
Okay.
We do have a fourth representative, Mackenzie Atwood, and I'm not sure that she is here tonight, but okay. The idea is between these four students, we'll always have a couple representatives sharing updates related to Franklin High School. Two are seniors and two are juniors, so there's also a bit of succession planning happening as well as we think about next year.
That's great. Thank you. And thank you for being part of this tonight. And we really welcome you and are really grateful for your participation. So thank you for being student leaders. Thanks. All righty.
They may have comments to share. I'm not sure if they have an update.
Do you have an update? Anything you'd like to fill us in on at this point? Sarah, I'm not really good at this. Any updates this evening?
We were just here to share our thoughts on the remote learning perspective from a student's perspective.
Sure.
I guess like my personal take on it was it requires a lot more independence, and it can be difficult to sometimes create like relationships with our classmates and teachers, but I guess like if one's willing to make an attempt, I've had a pretty positive experience with it personally. That's just my take on it.
Thanks for sharing that. Anyone else?
Yeah, to kind of go off what Akash said, I think with this remote learning experience, it's really been an opportunity to see how much you can make out of the school, how much you can make out of your education. So, you know, whether you continue to pursue those relationships and things like that. But I can also see how a lot of students can get lost in that kind of translation over to the remote learning. But I think with the hybrid plan coming up, it's definitely going to lead to a lot of great opportunities.
Thank you. Any other additional comments?
Yeah, so I've been asking my friends all around about their thoughts for remote learning. And, you know, the overall perspective, it has been a mixed bag, but they've all, you know, have had great, you know, they've commended the teachers so much for their, you know, hard work and effort they put in this time. It's not easy. they've been thrown in the deep end and they have to, you know, learn how to swim. So I think the teachers have done a great job to make classes interactive as it can be, with breakout rooms and other different small group activities that you can do throughout the day. And to bring extracurriculars in the mix too, like with jazz band, we had a socially distanced rehearsal a week ago, and I thought that was pretty cool. So I think it's definitely a struggle, but I really appreciate the work that students and teachers alike are doing to make it a good experience.
Thank you. Any other comments from the students? I just wanted to say that as student leaders, you sort of model an awful lot for your fellow students. And the fact that you're showing such resilience and leadership in how you're handling this is extraordinarily difficult, particularly for young people, particularly for high school kids. And you're handling it with grace. And we're going to be asking for your feedback throughout the year. And it's going to be very, very important to us to hear how you think things are going. I didn't know if school committee members, if there's anyone who wanted to add anything. I don't. Can you see anything, Denise? No. Okay. I want to thank you. Thank you, students, for being here tonight. Appreciate that. Dr. Hearn, superintendent's report.
Sure. I have a few things to share with the committee and the community this evening. The first, as it relates to the school reopening, wanted to just revisit with the committee where we are in terms of health metrics and health data in consideration of the target dates of hybrid for grades 2 and 3 and grade 6 on October 19th. October 26th as a target date for grades 4, 5, 7, and 8, and then the high school on November 2nd. So the Department of Education is urging districts to use 3 weeks worth of health data, and I have shared those and will post them as part of the superintendent's report tomorrow. In Franklin, we continue to be below 8 per 100,000 average daily cases at 3.2. for this past week, with no change over the prior week, and continuing to trend under 1% in the positivity rate. We're also looking at Norfolk County as well as the state of Massachusetts in recognition that we have many of our educators coming from places outside of Franklin. Norfolk County is below 8 at 5.1 cases per 100,000 and has been increasing over the past couple of weeks, but the percent positivity rate is not changing. And is at 0.8 at this time. Massachusetts has been trending upward, but continues to be below 8 per 100,000, and its positivity rate is 1.04%. And this data is now approximately a week old. It comes out on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. So there will be another update tomorrow as it relates to all of these health metrics. But given this, and other aspects of our reopening plan, including preparedness from PPE standpoint, as well as health and safety practices, I think that we are in a position to transition to hybrid on October 19th and October 26th as previously targeted. Recently, the high school came out with a modified transition to hybrid after taking in feedback from the community and thinking about the dates, as well as refining the model so as to have more students returning to school. The original model had something like 25% of students divided up, the student body divided up into quarters, and about 25% of the students on campus, which meant that students would be in once a week. And in this new proposed model, the high school student body would be broken up into 3 cohorts, or about a third of the student population. And by coming in Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, the students would have more contact time both with peers and their teachers in an in-person model compared to what was originally being considered at the summer timeframe. So we would like to move forward to transition to hybrid at the high school starting on November 2nd, dividing the student body into 3 cohorts where they're in school for 1 week and then learning remotely for 2 weeks and alternating over those 3 weeks. Wednesday would remain across the district as a remote day for all students and staff, except for those in specialized programs where by exception, we would be able to do the deep cleaning in other parts of the school and then get to those rooms in the afternoons. And so that is the current proposal for high school and the plan that we would like to pursue for that hybrid transition. And we're looking forward to it. I should mention, I think there's a sense of eagerness after having the kindergarten and grade one students in now for 2 weeks. There's a sense of eagerness for having more students on campus. It is delightful to see them. And certainly the in-person experience provides something that remote doesn't. So we are looking forward to having students back in all of our schools. Wanted to give you and the community an update on where we are with the ultraviolet germicidal irradiation project. The project has begun. UVGI is not a required upgrade, as we had talked about back in the summer, but it is suggested as an additional precautionary measure. So we are and have very safe HVAC systems, and I've talked about them here before. We've made sure that all of our systems have the required preventative maintenance, which happened over the summer, and that all systems are appropriately outfitted with the correct filters as rated for their system. The measurement of indoor air quality is monitored automatically and kept between 200 and 800 parts per million of carbon dioxide at all of our schools. And we have been operating with all of the dampers open to maximize airflow. And that has been really critical and recommended by the Department of Ed. Nonetheless, we have talked about adding UVGI as a suggested upgrade. And so it's going to augment our current safety efforts and is being planned for in phases. The phases were developed based on the HVAC system design. And we have two different types of HVAC units within our buildings. There are large units that cover large spaces that are tied together. So those would be libraries, main offices, office suites, for example. And then in most of our schools, the other units are small individual units in each classroom that are part of the unit ventilators that are individual to each classroom. The exception is Franklin High School, where the entire system is integrated together. So the facilities department has broken this down into phases. Keller Sullivan was part of phase one. And since Keller Sullivan had an existing HVAC project underway with some of the rooftop units, the large rooftop units, UVGI was installed at the same time. And so that part has already been completed. Franklin High School is under contract and the work is scheduled to begin in November. The next group where bids are going out this are due this week are the large units at the complex schools, Remington Jefferson, Keller Sullivan Part 2, and ECDC Oak and Horace Mann, followed by the large units at Davis Thayer, Kennedy, and Parmenter, to be followed by the unit ventilators in all classrooms. And so that work is well underway this fall, and I'll continue to keep you updated as things progress. In terms of Chromebooks and technology, just want to update you a little bit on some of our efforts there. We continue to troubleshoot any technology concerns and eagerly anticipate the arrival of our new Chromebooks. Some of the video challenges that some users are experiencing, we have diagnosed to be related to older devices. So some people have been concerned about bandwidth, which at the current moment shouldn't be an issue, but have diagnosed the issues to the age of some of our devices, as well as the browser that people are using. So we have been providing some support around that, but are eagerly awaiting the new Chromebooks, which are due any day. So we will have an update soon related to how families can swap an old Chromebook for a new one. We will apply coronavirus relief funding to support additional technology to support both the remote and hybrid learning, including laptops for teachers. And that should help some of the issues as well. We are also providing support for remote help and providing additional support for those who are looking for a remote help desk support. We have not added any personnel to our tech department and have contracted with a service to provide remote help desk support to both families, students, as well as teachers in the remote setting. And lastly, we are taking a look at our bandwidth, as I mentioned at the moment. Our line has been robust enough to support the demand that we're currently placing on it. But as we anticipate more students being on campus and the potential for them to be using more internet, we are looking to augment that as well in order to bolster the signal. We have an announcement related to free breakfast and free lunch through our food services department. The government has extended approval for free breakfast and lunch to be extended to all students through the end of the year, June 30th, 2021. I had previously announced that it was December 31st, which was part of the original agreement, but it has since been amended. And so free breakfast and lunch is extended to all students through June 30th. Meals can be picked up at the rear of Franklin High School between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. and parents and guardians should order ahead of time by 9 a.m. And I will put a reminder link in the superintendent's report on how to do that. And I want to acknowledge growing pains and communications that people have shared with respect to transition to hybrid and remote learning. We do take all of the feedback very seriously, and I think people are coming up with really creative solutions and suggestions that we may be able to take into consideration. And we appreciate the ongoing communication and feedback. We know we need to partner with families in this environment as we do things that we've never done before. And so we appreciate those who are emailing us and making some really creative suggestions that we can take under advisement and take under consideration. And that's what I have to share with you tonight.
Thank you. How about I'm just going to go through committee, and if anyone has a comment, question for Sarah based on the superintendent's report, I'll just start. Jen, anything you want to add, questions, comments?
Just a question. I know that staffing has been an issue, not only in our district, but across the state. I'm just wondering, as we transition the high school back, are we anticipating any concerns around staffing, especially with some of our staff members being out on leaves or whatnot?
Yeah, no, I think that staffing is a concern in Franklin the same way that it's a concern in other districts. And we're working with our staff members, some of whom we've been able to accommodate for this current period of time, and making plans for them to return to the building. We are thinking creatively as well about ways in which we can support staff who might not be able to return to the building, while also keeping in mind our primary goal, which is to meet the needs of students in their learning experience. So it's a bit of a delicate balance. We are still looking for positions, whether it's at the high school or across the district in various roles. So seeing that we have a number of folks on this call this evening, I'll use it as an opportunity to encourage anybody who may be interested in working for the schools to check out our school spring postings. But yeah, staffing continues to be a concern. I think the same here as it is in other places.
Thank you. Is that it, John?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, sure. Tim, any questions, comments?
Just a quick question, that as we're transitioning to hybrid and there's going to be, you know, growing numbers of groups that are gathering in schools, have we gotten any feedback on the athletics and how that's been going since you know, those gatherings have been happening now for a little while?
In terms of feedback on athletics, I have been down to practice early. I will admit I haven't been since they started in a couple weeks ago. But when I went and visited the practices, they were masked up. They were exhibiting appropriate distancing. I think one of the things that this reinforces to me is that some of the so-called captain's practices, where students are unsupervised, are probably ill-advised, and it's better to have them gathering with the supervision of their coach and somebody who can promote the appropriate and modifications. I can inquire a little bit more with Tom Angelo and the high school principal, as well as MIAA, but I am not aware of any, kind of outbreaks or anything like that related to athletics in Franklin or elsewhere.
Great, thank you.
All set, Tim? Okay, Judy? Yep. Judy?
Not at this time.
Okay, Mary Jane Schofield?
Hi. Just a quick question about the PPE for all staff members. Does everyone have what they need?
MJ, we ordered a number of PPE materials at the beginning of the school year and have also reordered items.